As I said, today is a celebration. We honor one of God's greatest gifts, our mothers. We give thanks today for all women, and especially for the women who gave us life, the women who gave us love. And so, happy Mother's Day. Today's Holy Gospel finds Jesus and his apostles in the upper room where they've eaten the Passover meal together, the Last Supper. Jesus knew what lay ahead of him that evening. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew about the mockery trials that were coming and how his friends, the apostles, would hightail it and run. He knew about the pain on the cross, the resulting freedom that it would bring to mankind. And he knew about the borrowed tomb where he would be laid to rest temporarily. Jesus felt compassion for his dear friends. Jesus begins to tell them in this 14th chapter of the Gospel of John that they need to trust him no matter what. He speaks right to their hearts in verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Now, in effect, Jesus is saying, I know you put your trust in God. You can trust me as well. He's also telling them to remember that when you can no longer see me, don't stop trusting in me. Isn't it always easier to trust in things that we can see and touch? Just ask Thomas. Remember John chapter 20? Thomas said, unless I see his hands and I put my hand in his side, then I'll believe. The Bible teaches us that things we can see are only temporary. All things you can see and touch are here for only a little while. And when they're gone, they're no longer. But the things you can't see, like love, are forever. Jesus gives tremendous insight with these words. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. That's John 14, verses 2 and 3. Now, throughout the Old and New Testament, God made so many promises, all of which he kept. He promised the children of Israel a land that would be filled with milk and honey. He promised a Messiah. Jesus of Nazareth, our Savior, was born. And now, Jesus promises that he is coming back for us. Someday, we'll be with him forever and ever. Our human nature can grow impatient, but the Lord, through his prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, they say, you can trust in the promises of God. This promise will be fulfilled also. Jesus makes his description of heaven personal when he says, my Father's house. That's another way of saying it's home. Now, home is a place that you can be yourself. You can take your boots off, take your shoes off, put your feet up. You can take off your tie, your jacket, your clergy collar. You can put on a comfortable sweater or shorts. Kick off your shoes. Home is where you can say what you're thinking. Home is where you've always been accepted and loved. Home is where many of us have been staying and worshiping due to this pandemic, this COVID-19. But home is special, where you're not just a guest. You live there. That's home. How awesome it is that Jesus is saying, I'm going to take you to my Father's house, and it will be your home too. You'll be a part of the family. You'll be home where you belong. He also says, I'm going to prepare the many rooms for you. I'm coming back to take you so that you may be where I am. Now, you think about it, it's almost there. Soon, it'll all be fulfilled, and we'll be in our Father's house. We'll get new bodies. We won't have to worry about getting old or sick. We won't have to worry about any pandemic. We won't have to worry about arthritis, aches and pains, or other things that continually trouble us. Trust in his promises, Jesus says. In verse 4, Jesus goes on to say, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." And Thomas pipes up and says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" How precious are these words that Jesus answers with. These should, for every good Christian, these should be emblazoned on your heart. Jesus said, with true confidence, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What Jesus is saying is, I'm not just going to show you the way or tell you the way. I'm going to come and take you by the hand to my Father's house. Then you'll be home. I am the way. Jesus continues to, by assuring, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Now, incredibly, there are some Christians who reject the uniqueness of Jesus as being the only way. They're more worried about political correctness to their non-Christian friends than how they would present the gospel to them, which is what we're called to do. I want to suggest to you that the problem with that way of thinking is if you dethrone Jesus, then you enthrone someone or something else. Did you hear what I just said? If you dethrone Jesus, if you neuter him and take him off of the throne, you're putting someone or something else on the throne. If you take Jesus off the throne by saying that he is not God, I don't believe any of the words that he said, then you're putting someone or something on the throne in his place. That, my brothers and sisters, is not only dangerous, but it is heresy. The argument that all religions are really the same is absolutely untrue. By lumping the religious leaders all together, as many do, you're saying that Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna, Moses, and all the others don't give us direct access to the divine. What you're saying is that each provides a way to the foothills and not the way to the summit. You're dethroning him. And let's face it, all of those other leaders, Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna, Moses, they're decomposed. Jesus, he's alive. He walked out of his tomb. By seeing Jesus in that way, dethroning him, you neuter and negate the entire New Testament and all of early Christianity, which insists the one true living God is the Creator and the God of Israel. The Apostle John put it plainly at the very beginning of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. That's the first three verses of the Gospel of John. I want to repeat the words that Jesus said in John 14:6. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." The real answer is that the truth and the life is Jesus himself. The same Jesus who washed his disciples' feet and told them to follow his example, who humbled himself, in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. The Jesus, as we heard last week, was about to give his life for his sheep. But unfortunately, there are some who call these words arrogant and self-serving. Whatever's going on in your life, any burdens that you might be carrying, your solution is still the same, to trust in him. Jesus said that he would never leave us or forsake us. We need to trust in his promises. When everything seems dark and gloomy, when everything seems to be falling apart, remember his promises and never forget how especially important you are to him, so much so that he would die for you. Friends, it's personal. Jesus died for you. We need to trust in Jesus. Trust in his words. He is the way. I promise you, you will not get lost or forgotten. He wants to take you by the hand and lead you to his Father's house. He wants an everlasting relationship with you. Now, in the last few weeks, I keep thinking of and reminding you of the words of Jesus in Revelation 3:20. Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." It's that simple. We need to stop talking and to listen. I reminded you in last week's sermon to read his word. Open your Bible. Listen to what our shepherd has to say to you. Listen for his voice. He is the way, the truth, and he is the life. He is the way to heaven. He is the aletheia. That's the Greek word for truth. In Jesus, there are no lies. There's no falsehoods. Everything you can take to the bank. Every single red letter in the Bible is true. I look forward to the day when I close my eyes and he takes my hand and carries me to our Father's house. And I pray that you do as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.